market conditions are rather choppy at the moment. Ultimately, we haven't seen any major breakouts. On the currency front, high beta FX sentiment has improved, while the major currencies haven't performed nearly as well. The yen has been the least impressive of the bunch, with the currency falling to its lowest levels against the US dollar since February of 2016. Last week's BOJ decision only reaffirms this price action after BOJ Kuroda and Co. retained their dovish views while even offering supportive comments for a weaker yen. It's worth noting the Japanese market was closed for holiday today. Meanwhile, both the euro and the pound have suffered in recent weeks from monetary policy divergence as well. As far as stocks go, it's been interesting to see how resilient they've been in the face of risk around Russia and the Ukraine, and in the aftermath of last week's Fed decision in which the central bank called for 6 more rate hikes this year. But investors haven't been as worried about the war and found comfort in Jerome Powell's more upbeat tone enough to prop stocks back up. Still, as we said at the outset of this call, we really haven't gone anywhere and wouldn't be comfortable classifying this run-up in stocks as anything more than a corrective move within a consolidation that could soon lead to a lower top and fresh downside extension. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come in the form of German producer prices and a speech from Fed Chair Powell later in the day. That's all for now.